church, amen. We are God's people. And we're all the salt and the light. We're here, amen. And God help us not to be so caught up with our own lives that we can't be used for His life, for Him. Amen. God help us that. Well, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:19, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Standeth sure. We've been preaching on Sunday morning a series of messages about God's foundation, about the founder and the foundation and the funding. And then today we talked about the feeding last week. And then today I want to talk about the filling. Filling. Christ as our filling. The Bible says He filleth all in all. Christ does. Every area in your life that needs filled, Christ can fill it. Every emotion that's hurting, that's absent from the things of God, Christ can help it and fill it. Every blank spot, every dead space, God can fill it. Christ can fill it. And Christ wants to fill it. Everyone that doesn't know what's going on tomorrow or next week in your life, whether it's physically, emotionally, whether it's for your health, Christ can fill it. Amen. Christ can fill it. And He alone can fill it all, amen. He can fill your future, but He's not going to do it forcibly. He's not. But He's going to do it. He's going to do it when you ask Him to. And you what you got to do is you got to make room for Him. When you make room for Christ, He'll fill them areas and them voids that's in your life. But church, sometimes we don't have a lot of room made for Christ, right?
Yes,
Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night may be all that some Christians ever get of Christ, because they don't take Him on, they don't let Him fill their life on Monday and Tuesday, right? Amen. Am I right, church? But Christ wants to fill it all. Christ wants to fill it all. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, this is a seal that no man can unseal. No enemy can unseal. No sin can unseal. Amen? No other powers can unseal. The Lord knoweth them that are His. The Lord knoweth them that are His.
Amen.
What a blessing. I'm glad He knows me. And let everyone that nameth to name the name of Christ. How many of y'all claimeth the name of Christ? Am I claiming His name?
Amen.
I'm claiming His name. That's all I got. My name ain't nothing, amen. Your name isn't anything. Right? Am I right, church? Y'all with me? Anybody with me?
Yes, sir.
But His name is everything.
Amen.
Anyone that nameth the name of Christ, what does it say? Depart from iniquity. Depart from iniquity. God help us to be on a departure. I mean, this world's not my home. I'm just a passing through. I hope it's not your home. And children, this world shouldn't be your home. Amen? Let the movie stars have it. It's not my home. I've got a greater cause. Let Hollywood have it. That ain't nothing. Let the TV, the news media, let them have it all. Let them have the air. I don't care. I've got a better home. Are you with me? Let them have the ozone-filled cities, amen? The smog-filled cities. Let them have it all. Let them have the high-rises. Let them have the fancy cars. Let them have the money in the banks. You can't take it to heaven with you. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. Amen. I'm just going through. I'm a pilgrim on a journey. On a journey. I'm going to a better country. Is anybody going with me? Anybody going with me? Are you ready to go? Are you ready to go, Granny? We're going, ain't we? Going to a better country. Granny's ready to go. Amen? That's a wonderful thing. Are you ready to go, Malachi? Better country. Don't matter young or old. Rich or poor. Fame or famous. This world's not our home. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. I'm on a departure. I'm on a departure in the area of sanctification in my life. I want to sanctify my life to be fit for the Master's use. Last Sunday night I preached a message, living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. There's a reason why God's delivering messages to you, church. Because we're in the direction of sanctification. I'm going to make an announcement tonight. Y'all look up here, everybody. I'm going to make an announcement this morning, right now. Y'all listen? Y'all need to get this. We're nearing that shore. We're nearing the coming of Christ. We're getting close. Very close. I mean, y'all ever played the hot and cold game when you're trying to find something? We're pretty hot. We're pretty hot. We're getting close. Come tonight at 5 o'clock and I'll explain some stuff to you about that. But I'm just saying tonight, today we're nearing the shore. Ephesians chapter 1, written verse number 20, the Bible says, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. Yep, good verses right here, church. Good verses. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. Not for the church, but to the church. It's for his glory. Am I right about it? So we got our eyes set on what's in it for us. Way too deep. We're way too much looking for that. We're way too deep in what's in it for us. We ought to be saying, what's in it for him? What can I do for him? Look in verse 22. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. Watch this. The fullness of him. That's him. That's what he just sung. Y'all hear it? I didn't tell him to sing it. The Holy Ghost told him to sing it. That, listen, church, God loves you. Christ wants you to get it. I'm telling you, he delivers this stuff to our church. Time and time again, we are in the line of prophecy. We are a church of future. I'm not a 1968 church. I'm not a 1969 church. You're not a 1972 church. Somebody help me. We're a 2020 church. Because God has a future for you. In him, he filleth all in all. Christ filleth all in all. Christ does. That's what he says. I know about you, but I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. He's done so much for me. He suffered to redeem me and died to set me free. He is with me in my trials. Best of friends of all is he. I can always count on Jesus. Can he always count on me? I hear the voice of Jesus calling out so pleadingly, go and win the lost and strain. Is he satisfied with me? When my work on earth is ended and I cross the mystic sea, oh, that I could hear him saying, I am satisfied with thee. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus, but the question comes to me as I think of Calvary. Is my master satisfied with me? The only way he can be satisfied with you is if you're filled with his son. If your days filled with his son, if your troubles are filled with his son, if your trials are filled with his son, if your heartaches are filled with his son, if your vision is filled with his son, if your purpose is filled with his son, if your plan is filled with his son, if your children are filled with his son, if your church are filled with his son, the only way Christ can be satisfied with me is if I'm filled with his son, Jesus Christ. Because in him should all fullness dwell, the Bible says. He's the fullness for the church. Colossians 1, Verse number 24, turn to your right, look here. Colossians 1, 24. Read what the Bible says. And now rejoice in sufferings for you and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. All, if you'd know, if you just get a hold of what God did for the church, what God did for people. Let me tell you, God loves people. He loves people, and he bled and died for people. And all those that have been saved by his blood are called the church. They're the church. They're the church. It don't matter whether you believe it or not. It's what the Bible says. They're God's people. And one day God's church will go home. God's body will go home. God's bride will go home. And that's God's church. And it will go home at his appointed time. And it may not be long. Ephesians talks about these things in chapter 1. I read to you my text in verse 22. But in chapter 1, verse number 1, for us, we are in Christ by predestination. We are in Christ, verse number 5, by adoption. We are in Christ and receive things from Christ, in verse number 11, by inheritance. By inheritance. Verse number 12, we're in Christ because we're for the praise of his glory. And see, verse number 1, it says that it's the will of God. The will of God. Verse number 3 says that he's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, that we're seated already in heavenly places. And this is what we get in Christ. Verse number 10 says that there's a dispensation, the fullness of times, the fullness of times. He might gather together in one, all things in Christ. In Christ. Even in him, the verse says. In him. And verse number 12, it says that we should be the praise of his glory. Amen. And verse number 20, which I read, that we wrought these things in Christ, who's raised him from the dead and set him on his own right hand in heavenly places. Well, he's got a lot of things in store for his church. What a blessing. And verse number 13 says it's in Christ through our salvation, in whom we have trusted. That's what we've done. We've trusted in him for our salvation. After which we heard the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation. That's what we did, church. In whom also after that ye believe, ye are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. It's all in Christ. In Christ alone. Amen. He is my filling. Amen. He is my... I want to be full of him. I want to be full of him today. I want to be full of him tonight. I don't want to be full of myself, but I want to be full of him. Amen. I need him tomorrow. I need to be full of him tomorrow. The Bible says in verse number 23 is the fullness of all things. The fullness of him that filleth all in all. And the word all means all. Amen. So all things can be filled with him. And if you're empty this morning, it's because you've not been filled with him. Amen. If you're empty in spirit and mind and soul and body, it's because you've been drinking from another source. Amen. Trying to be filled with other things. Or we've just not been filled with him. Amen. Christ is the church's filling. Christ is the church's salvation. Christ is the church's sealing. Christ is the church's sanctification. Christ is the church's everything. Hallelujah. It's Christ and Christ alone. There is no other. There is no other temporary fullness. So some kind of imaginary feeling. There is no other blessed emotion than Christ's salvation. There is no blessed excitement than Christ's healing. There is no blessed feeling than Christ's sanctification. In Christ and Christ alone is our filling. In Ephesians chapter 4, I read verse 7 through 10, but you can mark them down and read it later. But verse number 13 says, till we all come in unity of the faith of the knowledge of the Son of God into a perfect man, which is the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I don't really have time, not even a bit of time this morning to explain verse number 13. But if you'd circle that verse and break it down, you'd get an awesome study. You'd be studying on it for literally weeks and weeks and weeks about what was said. The first thing was said was unity. And let me tell you, the only way that the church can be unified, if Christ is in the center. Somebody help me. The only way a family can be unified together in the name of Christ is if the Lord is Lord of the family. If Christ is the center of your family. Somebody help me. The only way a husband and wife can even know how to love one another is if they first fell in love with Christ and they put Christ in the middle of their marriage. Somebody help me now. The only way a father can learn how to love children is if he loves the children, or she loves children as Christ loved the church and gave himself for the church. Amen. I'm telling you, he feeleth all in all. And it says that there should be unity among us, unity in the body of Christ, unity in the church. Hey, we can get the work of God done together as one group, amen, as one team, as one church, instead of one person. Somebody go to church. I'm glad to know that Christ loved me and loved you enough and loves our church enough that we can unite together for the ministry that God has given us, and we can fulfill the purpose of Christ in our life through the church. God's church in Christ is our filling. What a Savior. The fullness of Christ. You find this knowledge of the Son of God, the perfect man, the measure of stature and the fullness of Christ, all broke down in verse number 13. That's a message on its own. I've got so many scriptures this morning, but I'm going to say, in Him should all fullness dwell. Colossians chapter 1, verse 19 through 20 mentions the word, the sentence, in Him should all fullness dwell. In Him should all, how many of y'all full? We're not full. Huh? We want to be full, but we might not be as full as we should be. But I'm going to tell you this morning, and some of y'all are full, I can tell. Some of y'all, God's been blessing you. I mean, you done got the blessed goosebumps earlier. You know what I'm saying? I mean, God's been filling your tear ducts and kind of been leaking a little bit. Somebody help me. That's because Christ did something for you in your heart. Thank God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God for His presence in our life. What a Savior we serve. When He fills us, when Christ fills us, it's going to come out somewhere, Sister Billy. It's going to come out somewhere. When Christ fills you, it ought to come out somewhere. Amen. It'll come out in your praise. It'll come out in your rejoicing. It'll come out in your conversation. It'll come out in your conduct and your emotions. I'm tired of Satan robbing our emotions anyway. I thought about this yesterday on our trip coming up. So many times the world has our emotions. Things have our emotions. They do. When God gave us emotions for a reason. And everybody has emotions. And guess who the emotions are for? They're for God. They're for Christ. They're in you so you can respond. So you can respond to Christ for what He's done for you in His heart, in your heart. Christ is our filling. What a Savior. Well, John chapter 1 says that in Him is life. Verse number 10, John 1, 1 through 10, in Him is life, and life is in His Son. Verse number 4, He said, in Him is life. Verse number 5 says, in Him is light. In Him, and through Him, and by Him, in verse number 10, is all things. Romans chapter 11, verse number 36 says, of Him, and through Him, and to Him. 1 John 1 says that our fellowship is in Christ. In Christ we have our fellowship. In verse number 3, verse number 4, in Christ we have the fullness of joy. Verse number 6, 8, and 10 says, in Christ is our forgiveness. In Christ is our forgiveness, church. In Christ is our forgiveness, amen. And then our salvation is in Christ. And Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, 14, and then 18 says that in Christ should have the preeminence over the body of Christ. In Christ is our sanctification. But let me tell you tonight, this morning, that in Christ should be our satisfaction, our satisfying, our satisfier. And I cannot be satisfied without Him. I will not be satisfied absent from Him, but I should only be satisfied in Him. And I pray that God's people will learn to be satisfied and be filled with Christ in your life, because nothing else that the world has to offer will ever satisfy you. There's no drug like the. There's no drug that'll satisfy you. There's no food that'll satisfy you. There's no music that'll satisfy you. There's no fortune that'll satisfy you. There's no fame that'll satisfy you. There's nothing that the old devil and this world could ever offer the church of God that would ever replace the fullness of God in your life. Only Christ and Christ alone will satisfy you. Amen? I want to get back to allowing Christ to satisfy every part of my life. Every part of my life. I want His music to satisfy me. I don't need to go anywhere else. I want His song. I want His song. Well, David said He put a song in his heart, even praise into his lips. I want His song on my heart. Look up here. In the morning when I get up, I want to hear His song. I want to hear a song about Jesus. When I go to bed at night, I want that song in my heart to sing me to sleep. I want the fullness of Christ. What do you want this morning? What do you have this morning? Christ filleth all in all. You take Christ out and you'll have nothing. They tried it in the schools and look what's happened. Taking Christ out of family structure, look what's happened. Take Christ out of government and look what'll happen. Listen, you take Christ out of your family, and your family will fall apart before your very eyes. You'll strive and you'll try your best to give them kids what they need, what you think they need. You know, cell phones, fancy clothes, new shoes. What you think they need or what they tell you they need. Don't listen to your children. You know what the parents' number one job is to give their children? Christ. Give them Christ. Teach them how to worship. Teach them how to worship. Never take them away from worship. Because they need worship. They need to know how to worship God. Let me tell you, God's going to come back. He's come back soon. And so it's time to get in. It's not time to get out. It's time to dedicate ourselves to Christ. It's time to come together and unify in His name. Yes, amen. We ain't got time to mess around. Amen. We ain't got time to play around. We ain't got time to fiddle around. We ain't got time to mess around with the world. All we got time for, church, is to be the salt and the light. All we got time for, church, is to win the lost. All we got time for, church, is to be filled with Him. Amen. All we got time for, church, is to be satisfied with Jesus. Because when I'm satisfied with Jesus, He'll be satisfied with me. You say, what's it going to matter? One day you're going to stand before God. And it'll be soon. It'll be very soon. Could be, I might stand before God, I mean tonight. Are you ready for that? Preached a while back, said the church is ready for the rapture. Remember that? But are we ready to meet the Lord? Some of y'all remember that. Some of y'all might not. Are you ready to meet the Lord? If you're full of the Lord, full of Christ, and He's filling all in all, you'll be ready to meet Him. And if you've lived your life for His purpose and you're striving, you know, as best as you can to obey the Lord, have a living sacrifice and obedience to the things that God wants you to do in life, then you're ready. You'll be ready. A life without Christ is not a life. A life without Christ, is an empty life. Ask the world. Or don't ask them, just watch them for a little bit. Watch them. Watch them commit suicide. Watch the rich people kill themselves. What's going on there? They don't have Christ. I've been to too many overdoses where the rock and roll music was blaring. They had fancy cars and nice houses. They was in there taking pills and drinking alcohol with rock and roll seductive music playing behind the scene.
Right.
Tell me who's behind all that.
Yeah.
It ain't Christ. It's Satan.
Amen.
The Bible says Satan's the god of this world. Y'all listen, church? I'm about done. Satan's the god of this world. 1 Corinthians 4:4. He's blinding the minds of those that believe not the truth.
Amen.
Blinding the minds. Amen? Listen, church, if we're going to win this world to Christ, it's not going to be the lost people that'll do it. It's not going to be everybody else. Where everybody else is doing it, it's going to be you. It's going to be me. I need to be full of Christ. A life without Christ is not a life. Listen, teenager, young adult, y'all look up there. Teenagers, if you're ages of 6 to 18, stand up, please. 6 to 18. You're 18? Stand up. You're from ages 6 to 18. Y'all listen to the preacher just for a little bit. I love you. But I'm telling you right now, if you don't put Christ in your life now, you'll regret it. You'll highly regret it the rest of your life. If you don't put Christ in the center of your everyday life, I'm talking about your future job, your future place to live, who you're going to be when you grow up, you know, fireman, who you're going to be, or nurse, doctor, put Christ first. And you learn to obey Christ now. So if you don't obey Christ now, it's not going to be easier later. It'll be harder. If you don't do it now, if you don't obey God, put Christ first in every area of your life now, when you get 60 and 70, you're going to be sitting saying, I've wasted so much. I've wasted so many years. And you're going to be sitting there saying, man, you know what? You know why there's churches are full of older people? And in some churches, they have no children. It's full of older people. And the children are out sowing their wild oats. And they're out living in sin. They're out committing adultery and fornication. They're out. They're not in church. They don't go to church. They believe in God. But the reason that the children are out there and the older people are still in here is because when the older people, listen to me, church. When the older people, when it was in their 40s and their children was in their 9, 10, 11, they did not live their life as a living sacrifice. And so they taught their children by the matter of 15 years of living that there's other things to think about. Like, I got a job that's more important than church. Or like reading your Bible is just something you do on Sunday morning before church. Or we don't separate from the world. You know, we do. Listen. If you're going to you listen to all the world's, watch all the world's movies, do all them things, and your children, they see you shouting glory at church on Sunday, they're like sitting there going, what is going on? Dad and mommy just got in a fight. I mean, my Christian home, it was not a Christian home. You know what I mean? Then you start telling stories about, I'm talking to you, the other folks now. Then the adults start telling stories about all the fun they had in the world, and the children hear it. Then the adults condone alcohol, condone drugs, condone smoking and doping, and condone dipping and all that kind of stuff, and there's no separation from the world in the church. And so the kids just say, hey, that sounds like fun. Church was dry and dead anyhow. All right, y'all sit down. But guess what? The older people are still in church. You know why the older people are still in church? Because of their mom and daddy. There's been a generation behind them that was a lot closer to God than we lived. And then they know and they're in church praying for their kids to get back right with God. Praying for God to move again. Praying for God to do something again. Because they wasted the years and they know how important it is. So I had all y'all stand up for a reason. And I had y'all stand up because I said this. Put God in your life. Let Christ fill your life above everything. A life with Christ, without Christ is not a life. For many, many years, the Old Testament was missing something. Between Malachi and Matthew, there's 400 years of wasted years. There was no prophecy. Sam, would you come to the piano? There was no prophecy. There was no moving. There was no word from heaven. It was all dead and dry. And it was a space of time that was a season. And it was placed there. Listen to it. It was placed there because of a lackadaisical, lazy response of God's people. They put other gods before God. Y'all listen in? Y'all adults, listen now. They put other gods before God. And they didn't believe the prophets. They ignored Isaiah. They ignored Jeremiah. They ignored the minor prophets. Israel and Judah ignored the prophets. I mean, there was Jeremiah saying, listen, the Chaldeans, the Babylonian Empire is going to come and take place. Go surrender to them and they'll spare your life. And the king said, not on my watch. I'm fighting it out. And guess what happened? The Babylonian Empire overtook the whole country. But there's a prophet of God saying, obey God. Give your life to God. And I'm saying it this morning to you. Let Christ fill your life. Obey the things of Christ. This is what I'm saying. For 400 years, there was nothing until the birth of Jesus Christ. And I read to you my text that Christ filleth all in all. You know what he's filled all in all to? You know what he did it to? Not for, but to? Raise your hand if you're part of the church, if you're saved. Anybody saved in here? He did it for you and to you. He did it for the church. He said, I've given you my body. You're my body. So he said, I'm filling you with my spirit. I'm giving you everything. I'll be everything you need. I'll be your breath. I'll be your strength. I'll be your health. I'll be your finances. I'll be your funding. I'll be your foundation. I'll be your father. I'll be your friend. I'll be everything you need on this earth. Just don't make this world your home. Don't let this world be your home. You got a better home, a better country. Let Christ fill you all in all. What it is, let's stand on our feet. Where is it and what is it that Christ can fill you today? Is Christ your filling in your life? Is he? Does he have your heart? Does he have your emotions? Is Christ sitting on the throne of your heart? Does he have your attention today? Amen. Let's bow our heads just for a moment. Some of y'all ain't saved. Some of you, when you die, you don't know if you're going to heaven. You've not got that settled yet. Let me say, I'd settle that today. I'd put Christ as my Savior. Christ is my Savior. And then, my supply. I want Christ to be my supply. I want him to be my health. I have no idea. Listen, you could get a phone call tomorrow from the test results that was taken last week, church. You better put Christ in front. Your children are healthy, mom. Dad, your children might be healthy. But let me tell you, tomorrow, they may not. And guess what you'll do? You'll be at church seeking God, begging God, pleading with God, devoted to God more. Why? Oh, because tragedy in your life. Why don't you do it now? Why don't you pray for your family now? Pray for your wife now? Pray for your children now? Pray. Let's get full of God now. Let's let Christ fill us. Listen, we may not have much longer left on this earth. Hey, y'all going the wrong way. Y'all turn around. Y'all come back in here. All the kids, turn around. Come back in here right now. This is not an invitation for you to walk out them doors. Josiah, go back here and get them kids. Get them back in here. This is not an invitation for the children to leave. This is an invitation to get on the altars. Get on the altars, church. I would encourage you to fill your life with Christ in every area of your life. Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would help us now. God bless the prayers on the altars. God strengthen us, I pray, according to your loving kindness and tender mercies. God, I ask you, Lord, that you'd fill this place with your spirit and do a work in our hearts. Lord, my prayer is, Lord, that just maybe one, just maybe one, would open up their mind, their soul, and their body to you. Maybe one for salvation. Maybe a life to surrender to you. They would let Christ fill their all in all. God, please, answer the prayers, I pray, of your people. God, thank you for being so kind to us. Thank you, God, for being so gentle, Lord. God, help us, I pray. God, move in our lives. Lord, take our children, take our church, take our country, God. We give it to you. We ask you, God, that you do something with us now. Lord, I understand we may not have long left. God, do something with us and for us now, please. In Jesus' name.
Mercy. Find Christ in love. You'll find him. Find Christ in love. Do you have him? How many of y'all with every head bowed and eyes closed say, I have Christ as my Savior. He is my Savior. What a blessing. Do you know that? Are you sure about that? How many of y'all say Christ is my satisfied. I'm satisfied with you. Am I satisfied with Christ? Amen. How many of y'all can raise your hand and say, I think Christ is satisfied with me? That's the process of sanctification, church. Draw nigh to me and I'll draw nigh to you. Christ is our filling. Let Christ fill you.